Sweet summer cherries, barefoot in the rain.
Gotta keep those lovely vibrations of heaven with
a stranger's smile, a gift of a firefly, dandelion in the sidewalk crack, the smile returned, 5 o'clock rainbow, yes, before the question, rough pink kitten lick, fresh baked bread, and in the crowd, a friend.
Oh, watch out, the world's behind you.
Some good things. Compliments of Valley Low.
Valley Low Fashion, Stonestown and Union Square.
A Big 16.
This is KFRC, AM and FM in San Francisco.
The following program is presented by the Public Affairs Department of KFRC, the Big 610, in the community's spiritual interest.
This is the ever-changing, transcendental, multilingual, two-ton mustard seed. Tune in.
Bishop James Pike cites accounts of communication with the dead as evidence of life after death. Bishop Pike said some accounts of communication with the dead offer the most direct empirical evidence of the survival of the person. The resigned Episcopal Bishop of California at San Francisco cites experiments with extrasensory perception, clairvoyance, speaking with tongues, LSD, psychokinesis, and other phenomena as evidence the human psyche is capable of transcending the time-space continuum in the here and now. If This Be Heresy, he differs from his earlier writings by the inclusion of psychic material. It repeats many of the theological views which have prompted some churchmen to accuse the bishop of heresy. Bishop Pike said he had to include data about psychic experiments in this book because he had committed himself to a facts plus faith method of arriving at ultimate conclusions about life, death, and God. I regard it as the proper way to religious affirmation, the bishop was quoted as saying.
Not intending to put on a performance, they are meant to support, inspire, and stir us that we together may make Eucharist, we together may sing the praises of our Lord and God.
Sheer authority as a basis for belief is on the decline, said Bishop Pike. The Bible, councils of churches, liturgy, consensus, none of these provide absolute answers. I'm proposing an empirical method which has triumphed in other phases of society. No longer, either in the ranks of professional sciences or among educated people, will an ology be regarded as legitimate, which does not proceed by the empirical method. This, said the bishop, is the first book where I've carefully worked through a method of facts plus faith, and it's much more strenuous than quoting church fathers and the Bible.
Bring us together in this beautiful place around one table to re-involve ourselves together through the powers around us.
sought to remind the readers that possible theories about the existence of such phenomena should rebut those who deny the possibility of a wider dimension of human personal experience.
Transform again. We're glad you're here. This is meant to be sung and participated in.
Picking up passengers from coast to coast.
All you need is fame. And of our diocesan.
Hither decent comments. You don't need no tickets. You just thank the
Secondly, the bishop said such data taken together provide an extensive, ever-growing base for a view of the human psyche which would be consistent with positive data pointing directly to personal human survival. By a modest leap of faith, he concluded, it can be said that personal survival of death is a fact, and what survives is identifiable and unique, representing a new phase in the existence of the person. Says Bishop Pike, are enormous. The terror of death, the unbearable fears of having in childhood somehow lost a gift of eternal life through sin of one kind or another, can be shed as the intolerable burdens they are.
Sister's home. I got knocked down and my head was swimming. I wound up with the Dean of Women. Yippee! I'm a poet. I know it. Hope I don't blow it. I'm gonna grow my hair down to my feet so strange. So I look like a walking mountain range, and I'm gonna ride into Omaha on a horse. Out to the country club and the golf course, carrying the New York Times, shoot a few holes, blow their minds.
There was this stranger who came into our town. He was tall, had a dark look about him. And a special brilliance was in his eyes. When he looked at us, there was the feeling that he could see right down to the bottom. We may have been mistaken in this, but at the time, no questions were asked. The questions always come later. All we cared about was the mystery we sensed in this stranger, and we waited to see what would happen. One evening that was different from any other, he got us all together in the big auditorium. He stood there on the huge stage. The only light was on him. We waited in the dark.
Naked, and you say, who is that man? You try so hard, but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
Manner, and we came alive to him as he slowly moved us with his chant through the land of Hutt into insistent, savage, throbbing crescendos of ecstasy. Jealous of his powers, who felt they should be in the center of the stage, with the light shining on them. They were against our hero in the chant and are going to be with him every free moment. And so, little by little, a little later, these critics set to work to make nonsense out of the sense of what we're doing.
Velvet, a jewel case with sparkles everywhere. A hand of Julian, he sat on a diamond ring, and he talked of the days gone by. We spoke of a comic kaleidoscope and the pros and the cons in. And he spoke and he said to follow a piece of cake. It really did ever yet. About the Dylan. The man who had two broken outwards in his head. And a Julie sat in a white lace looking cool with a black lace dress. Oh, what goes on?
Destroyed our hero's faith in himself. He didn't have it anymore. After a few disappointing times in the big auditorium, the light gone out of him, we all stopped going. And the man who had once seemed so tall, who now seems so much smaller, left our town, saying no. No, no.
You got a lot of nerve to say you are my friend. When I was down, you just stood there grinning. You got a lot of nerve to say you got a helping hand to lend. That's winning. You say I let you down. You know it's not like that. If you're so hurt, why then don't you show it? You say you've lost your faith, but that's not where it's at. You have no faith to lose, and you know it. I know the reason that you talk behind my back. I used to be among the crowd you're in with. Such a fool to think I'd make contact with one who tries to hide what it don't know to begin with. You see me on the street, you always act surprised. You say, how are you? Good luck, but you don't mean it. You'd rather see me paralyzed. Why don't you just come out once and scream it? No, I do not feel that good when I see the heartbreaks you embrace. If I was a master thief, perhaps I'd rob them. Dissatisfied with your position and your place. Don't you understand? It's not my problem. you could stand inside my shoes. And just for that one moment, I could be you. Yes, I wish that for just one time, you could stand inside my shoes. You'd know what a drag it is to see you.
Once seemed so tall, who now seems so much smaller, left our town, saying no, no, no. We lived through the boredom of the time that followed, telling each other pale stories of what once was and what might have been if. We lived on histories and hopes.
With memory and fate driven deep beneath the waves, let me forget about today until tomorrow. Haste to tell me, love, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going to.
Never thought would happen again happened. Another stranger came into our town, and he too was tall and dark and had eyes that could look right down into the bottom. And he got us all together in the big auditorium with the light on him. He chanted, bippity-chip-bop, bippity-bop, bippity-chip-bop, bippity-bop. As we joined in, and the magic was in us. He was laughing and all.
Lay on Grand Street where the neon met me planned.
They all fall there so perfectly. It all seems so well timed. And here I sit so patiently, waiting to find out what price you have to pay to get out of going through all these things twice. Oh, mama, is this really the end? To be stuck here inside a mobile with the Memphis blues again.
Little by little, a little later, they put us back on the narrow path. This is the way things have been in our town for as long as anyone cares to remember. By the way, how are things in your town?
Well, I told you once and I told you twice, but you never listened. Well, I told you once.
listening to the ever-changing transcendental multilingual Teuton mustard seed, the program of better living through the chemistry of love. The Mustard Seed is presented by the Public Affairs Department of KFRC, the Big 610, in the community's spiritual interest.
Good evening. From KFRC and KFRC FM in San Francisco, this is Perspective.